You're listening to SBS News.
The annual meeting of Pacific leaders is underway in Fiji, but there are empty chairs at the table. The Micronesian nation of Kiribati pulled out of the Pacific Island Forum just 24 hours before talks were scheduled to start. Kiribati's opposition leader has told SBS News the move to withdraw her nation from the regional body was influenced by China. Tasia Lamborn says the government has been trying very hard to please the superpower.
My assessment is that maybe China wants to isolate us from the rest of the forum because they don't want us to be part of the region that Australia and New Zealand is part of and perhaps have more influence.
The decision by the Kiribati president, Tania Mamau, to leave the forum stems back to a bitter leadership dispute. Last year, Kiribati was among several Micronesian nations who threatened to leave the forum when their candidate for Secretary-General lost in a tight vote to former Cook Islands leader Henry Puna. The group argued this broke an informal handshake agreement in which the top job rotated between Pacific regions and a Micronesian leader was the next in line to lead the organisation. The nations were brought back into the fold last month in a deal that would see Mr. Puna finish his term and be replaced by a Micronesian leader in the next vote. But this was not enough to keep Kiribati on side. In his letter to the Secretary-General, President Mamau said he could not attend the forum as it was a matter of principle and his government was never properly consulted. Ms. Lamborn has expressed doubts over this reason and says it was an extreme move to pull Kiribati out of the Pacific family.
The compromise that was reached was fair enough. We already have a Secretary-General in office and it's not even a Pacific way to try and get rid of somebody who has already been elected. And to allow him to serve out his term and then to get our turn after that. I thought that was quite a good compromise.
Ms. Lamborn says she believes there's another driver for the decision pleasing China. She called on Pacific leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, to continue to engage with the government of Kiribati.
What I want to say to our forum family is not to give up on Kiribati. We need the forum. I mean, we need each other. We need the forum. And the forum will not be complete without a family member being outside of the the family.
China's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Wang Wenbin has denied attempting to influence Kiribati's decision.
For years, China enjoyed good relations and cooperation with the Pacific Island Forum. I would like to stress that we never interfere in the internal affairs of Pacific Island countries and hope that island countries will strengthen solidarity and cooperation for common development.
Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong has called for unity, but says a lot of progress has been made from fractures in the past.
If you look to where the forum was over a year ago now, we are in a much better place than we were, and that's a great tribute to leaders who've been prepared to come to the table when there were really, you know, strong differences, some of which you've referred to. But obviously where things are with Kiribati, we need to keep the door open and keep working towards reconciliation.
So far, none of the other Micronesian leaders have responded to Kiribati's decision to withdraw from the most powerful body in the region. But two other Micronesian leaders will not be in attendance. The Marshall Islands government failed to retract its formal resignation from the body in time for the talks. President David Kabuya had agreed to set aside differences and remain in the forum, but the legally binding legislation was not retracted in time. Nauru's president Lionel Angamia will not attend amid a COVID-19 outbreak in his country. Meanwhile, Polynesian leader Mark Brown from the Cook Islands will remain at home ahead of a national election in 3 weeks. Lucy Murray, SBS News.